Welcome to Cybersecurity Briefing, where today we'll unpack Cloudflare's misissued TLS certificates and record-shattering 11.5 TBPS DDoS defense, SalesLoft's massive Drift supply chain breach exposing hundreds of OAuth tokens, and Telegram's escalating malware, DDoS, and government tug-of-war in Russia, all to keep you one step ahead of digital threats. Next up in Cloudflare news, three big stories are making headlines today. First, Cloudflare has flagged a series of misissued TLS certificates for its 1.1.1.1 DNS resolver. A trusted certificate authority mistakenly issued certificates impersonating 1.1.1.1, potentially allowing attackers to snoop on user DNS queries or decrypt traffic. Cloudflare is working with the CA to revoke the bogus certs and investigating how the breakdown occurred. Any user concerned about privacy should ensure their resolver settings are intact and watch for updates from Cloudflare. Second, over Labor Day weekend, Cloudflare neutralized the largest DDoS attack ever recorded, peaking at a staggering 11.5 TBPS, about 60% larger than the previous record. Originating largely from compromised Google Cloud servers, this massive UDP flood was detected and mitigated in under 35 seconds. Cloudflare's network capacity and automated defenses stood firm, preventing service disruptions and setting a new benchmark for large-scale attack mitigation. Finally, Cloudflare confirmed a data breach tied to a supply chain compromise of a third-party customer support tool, SalesLoft's Drift platform. Attackers gained access to API tokens and customer support case data. Cloudflare has revoked exposed credentials, tightened its third-party integrations, and urged customers to rotate tokens and audit any linked systems. They're also reinforcing their generative AI security posture, implementing zero-trust models, and deepening partnerships to safeguard AI workloads against future threats. Stay tuned for more updates on these developments right after the break. Next up in SalesLoft news, a major supply chain breach at SalesLoft's Drift application has sent shockwaves through the security world. Threat actors from UNC6395 stole hundreds of OAuth tokens, giving them backdoor access to Salesforce environments for dozens of high-profile customers. According to impacted vendors, that includes Cloudflare, Palo Alto Networks, Zscaler, Google, SpyCloud, CyberArk, and more, far beyond the original Salesforce-only scope. Companies are now confirming what's at stake. Cloudflare, Palo Alto Networks, and Zscaler warned their customers of potential data exposure, from support case details to sensitive business records, and urge heightened phishing vigilance. Palo Alto Networks has disabled the compromised Drift integration in its Salesforce org. Zscaler and Cloudflare have likewise cut off the app and alerted users. SalesLoft has taken its AI-powered chat agent offline while it revamps token security and investigates the full extent of the breach. With hundreds of OAuth tokens in illicit hands, the incident underscores the risk of interconnected SaaS tooling. Customers should audit their OAuth authorizations, rotate credentials, and be on guard for phishing attempts tied to this breach. Up next in Telegram news, the messaging app finds itself at the center of a cybersecurity tug of war in Russia, both as a target for attackers and as a critical line of defense for users. Malware on the rise. Russian authorities and independent experts have flagged several new strains of malware. Some delivered via malicious links in Telegram chats, others disguised as harmless updates that can siphon personal data from Android devices and hijack accounts. DDoS and data leak waves. In recent weeks, Telegram's infrastructure has weathered coordinated DDoS assaults aimed at disrupting service. At the same time, a channel dubbed Leaks published the personal details of some 170,000 Russian citizens, and a separate breach exposed user IP addresses and phone numbers on Telegram's Russian servers. Government pushback. Alarmed by these incidents, some Russian agencies are weighing a full block of Telegram, accusing the company of insufficient data sharing. The crackdown on encrypted messengers has tightened, with authorities demanding backdoors and tapping requests. Telegram's defense playbook. In response, the platform has rolled out a suite of new security features, end-to-end encryption upgrades, a 50-second global message deletion window, automated malicious link detection tools, and enhanced protocols to thwart potential vulnerabilities. They're also beefing up their backend to repel future DDoS campaigns. Expert measures and best practices. Cybersecurity firms in Russia have developed link scanning utilities that filter out phishing and malware in chats. Users are advised to keep their apps updated, enable two-factor authentication, and exercise caution before clicking unfamiliar links or joining untrusted groups. Between the evolving threat landscape and Telegram's own hardening efforts, one thing's clear: secure messaging remains a moving target, and both users and platforms must stay vigilant. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to join us next week for another deep dive into cybersecurity.